This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. For our study today, let's turn to Malachi chapter 2. We will use the same 4 points to organize what the prophet presents in this chapter. What should we appreciate? Let me first point out that the priests were God's primary focus in what the prophet presented. If they were guilty and deserved God's judgment, then it is not surprising the people would follow their example and face the same condemnation. On the flip side, if the priests did what God called them to do, God would fulfill his covenantal promise of life and peace. Verse 5. God planned an abundant life for his people, much like what Jesus described in John 10:10. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full, or as it reads in the Message, I came so they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of. That's what God had and still has in mind for everyone who trusts in him, abundant and eternal life. And since he is our creator, he knows what and how to fix whatever might be out of sync with his plan. He is committed to that by covenantal promise. Do you appreciate what God has in mind and desires to accomplish in and through your life? That's why he sent his son, Jesus Christ. John 1:4 says, in him was life. Luke 2:14 says that the angelic chorus praised God in announcing the birth of Jesus, saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace in men on whom his favor rests. Ephesians 2:10 declares, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Do you appreciate God's covenantal promise and revel in it?